My great aunt was a Sacred Heart nun. You see, my family is Creole, and we've been here since the 1790s. My father was a doctor. All of his brothers, well, half of his brothers were doctors. And my mother was a saint, truly. She sewed, she did everything, and used to speak to the patients when they called instead of my father. That's the way she was. Everybody sort of used her to do all the dirty stuff they didn't want to do.
Mignon's artistic sensibility was apparent in early childhood, emphatically designing her own clothes that her saintly mother sewed. So it's hardly surprising that when she graduated from the Academy of the Sacred Heart, she made it known that she was going to study art, specifically sculpture, at Newcomb College.
When I got to my graduate year, I found out that one of my best friends was going to Europe with Newcomb, and it was like, what? I was a graduate, but they let me go because it was the first year. And so I spent a year in Paris, and I was a different person after that year.
Once home, Mignon met a young man from Maryland. They married, had three children, and Mignon continued making clothing as well as a few pieces of jewelry. When the marriage failed, Mignon decided she needed to be more serious about selling both the clothes and the jewelry. So she rented her first retail space in the Carrollton Riverbend area.
Well, people were really interested in the jewelry, and I would sell it as fast as I made it. I had a hard time parting with these things. It was a sacrifice to sell it, but I had to. I had rent to pay.
Then Mignon met up with Abbeville native Charlotte Norman, who had moved back to New Orleans from New York. Charlotte took over the business side, and Mignon stuck to designing. They ditched the clothing lines, and she concentrated on the jewelry. With the help of friendly bankers, the business expanded into major retail stores and select shopping centers.
So gradually, Charlotte and I figured out how to do all this. I designed by groups. The Sea Collection was the first group. And then I went to one I called Earth, and it was based on these beautiful stones that are called landscape jasper. All the collections that I've done are mostly based on what is around me. You know, Louisiana is rich with so many different landscapes and life.
Clearly, Mignon Faget is a success. So what's her advice for today's young women?
I don't think any young woman would be as foolish as I was, taking this chance on doing something like this. You know, most of the good things, though, I lucked into were from acquaintances and friends. Because I was so unusual, I was kind of a pioneer. And now, look at the city. I mean, there are a lot of design people that are making jewelry. Sometimes it looks a lot like mine. Sometimes.
To read more about Mignon Faget, go to wwno.org or nolavie, NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.